This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who could possibly be ready to beat Migs? I think Adam from Shelton just might be. Adam, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Adam and Steve. It's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Adam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many legs does a spider have?
8.
Correct. Alcatraz Island is located in what bay?
San Francisco.
Yes. How many times has John Cena been a champion in the WWE?
6, 7, 8.
No. What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Schnauzer.
Yes. Who provided the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
John Travolta.
No.
Pass.
The lingual nerve carries signals to the brain from what muscular organ?
The heart.
No.
The neck.
No.
The throat.
No. What is the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
A pass.
The Plato scale is used specifically in the making of what beverage?
Martini.
No.
Pass.
Adam, you scored 3.
Ooh.
Oh.
You feeling okay there, Adam?
No, I'm feeling like it's going to be a good day for Steve.
Well, you don't have to root for him by any means.
Wow.
Steve, welcome back to the studio. Are you feeling ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many legs does a spider have?
6.
No.
8.
Yes. Alcatraz Island is located in what bay?
San Francisco.
Correct. How many times has John Cena been a champion in the WWE?
Well, after this weekend, it's 17.
It sure is. What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Look, he turned his back on all the fans, and he used some very, very questionable tactics to win the title, but now he's the champion. What was the question?
What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Schnauzer.
Yes. Who provided the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Oh, Tim Allen.
He did. The lingual nerve carries signals to the brain from what muscular organ?
The tongue.
Yes. What is the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
Bob.
No.
New Hampshire.
No.
Nebraska.
No. The Plato scale is used specifically in the making of what beverage?
The Plato?
Plato.
Plato. Beverage. I don't know. A Mai Tai.
No.
A Moscow Mule.
No.
A Frappuccino.
No. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a victory.
Let's go.
6-3. Sorry, Adam.
Well, good game, Steve. Unfortunately, my wife's not going to buy me a t-shirt until I beat you.
Oh,
man. Well, you know what? That's good. You guys need to save some money for his vacation in the summer, so maybe it's good that you keep losing.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Maybe that's I'm projecting that on myself because we're going broke. So I'm like, we need to start saving some money if we want to go on vacation in the summer.
Danny, do you know the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
Nope.
Zion.
All right, well, does Danny know the Plato scale?
Nope.
Oh, Mr. Judgmental reaction while I was answering the question.
Because you said at Plato.
Plato.
That's the reason.
We drank one yesterday.
What do we have yesterday?
Beer?
A beer.
Oh.
What did we have yesterday?
Well, in all fairness, Danny had a beer and then he also had a whiskey.
He did. Fair, yeah. And I had a beer and then I had another beer.
Yes.
Well, Steve, congratulations on your victory. And you know what? We're going to give somebody the opportunity to play Beat Migs live in the flesh. In action. And that's happening when we do Sunrise de Mayo. It's May 3rd at the Red Dog in Puyallup in Sunrise Village. I'm so excited. It's my first time.
Plus, talking about drinking beers, they have a great selection of drinks there. And so you pour it type of a place. Also, it's kid friendly, it's dog friendly. And like you said, we're going to be playing Beat Migs there.
Somebody could beat you there. We're going to be there at noon. You can get all the details on the party at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new feature on our Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and every day it is just a treat. It's a gift that keeps on giving when we check those messages, Steve.
Some of them are rather interesting, and somebody actually wants to challenge us to do a certain something. And then we have a truck driver that has a PSA.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
We would be absolutely honored to have you leave us a voice message. Very easy. Download the Odyssey app to your smartphone, and within the Odyssey app, you can leave us that voice message.
One of my favorite things now every morning is when you're like, we got some voice messages, because you just don't know where it's going to go. Mm. I mean, sometimes we get somebody that just wants to challenge us to do something that I have to say is quite nasty. And we'll get to that one in a second. But first, we have a truck driver that wants to give us a PSA.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Through the Odyssey app, let's go straight to the voice messages.
Jump onto the bandwagon of truck drivers, because I am one. When you're in the right lane and somebody's trying to merge onto the highway and they don't even know that you're there, and they you got to blow your horn at them, it's not my job to get you on or off the freeway. You have to do that for yourself. I think at one point, every truck driver used to get over, but then we can't get back over. Because they don't let us back over. So
some people are just complete douches to truck drivers. I'm not even a truck driver, but when I watch it, I'm just like, come on, let them in.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I get kind of excited when I let them in. They give me the little double brake light or the wave. I'm like, you got it.
I got you.
I'm your ally.
I got you.
I'm here for you, truckers.
Pay attention. Get off your phones.
Well, okay, now don't tell me to do that.
And, you know, just watch what you're doing. And just remember, we don't have to merge for you. And blow our horns at you. And it's like, hey, been here the whole time.
If you are a mom and you drive a truck, are you a mother trucker?
Yeah. There was a time that I almost got suspended. Well, I did get a little in trouble in elementary school because I called our vice principal a mother blanker. And I tried to use as my reason for calling her. I said, I didn't call you a mother blanker. I called you a mother trucker because I thought you were mom of a trucker. And she looked at me like I was the biggest moron, which I was.
Still are.
And then called my mom because I got in trouble for calling the vice principal a mother effer.
Oh, no.
All right, we got another voice message. This one about a conversation that we had yesterday.
You guys were just talking about those nasty old sandwiches this morning. And I think it would be really funny if you tried some of them on air. Get Migs to try the liver mush sandwich. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious for everyone but me.
I mean, I think it would be funny.
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. Like the liver mush one. So that was yesterday. It was a bunch of sandwiches that are no longer being consumed, but they were popular back in the day. And the liver mush one was cornmeal grilled with mustard, onions, and egg. Yeah, hard pass. And pig liver.
Pig liver.
Pig liver.
Ugh, there's a bean sandwich. It's baked beans with mayo, pickles, and olives, or string beans with French dressing.
Let's do it.
All right, you know what? Later today, why don't we put all these weird sandwiches from the liver mush to the bean sandwich to the dripping lard one to the, I mean, even the brown sugar sandwich. So put the ones that might be delicious in there as well, and we'll spin our digital wheel to see which one it lands on, and then we have to eat it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in.
Okay, this could quite possibly be the nastiest and stupidest thing that we've ever done on the radio, and I'm all for it.
Let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
A well-known celebrity ended up walking off of the set of a show. And based on the co-host's reaction, I think you might be able to figure out what happened.
Hey, listen. I just hope we got enough matches around here.
Please turn his mic off. That's all.
Yeah. No, keep his mic on.
We'll give you the full story at 7:20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Shaquille O'Neal is part of the cast of Inside the NBA. It's Shaq with Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley.
Now, Ernie and Kenny are great, but honestly, I'm not even a big basketball fan, but if I'm like flipping around and I see Shaq and Charles Barkley on camera at the same time, I'm sticking around.
They're hilarious.
They are great together.
They are. And Monday night, they were kind of breaking down what happened during the Clippers game that evening, but then there was some sort of a bathroom emergency that occurred, and Shaq had to take off.
Did you see the video of this?
Yes.
I mean, it's just so nonchalant. He just gets up and just walks off, like as if like people aren't going to notice that a 7 foot something tall dude is just leaving the set.
The other thing about Kawhi is,
you all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
I just love that. Bad choice of words, but Charles Barkley constantly just gives him ass.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
After 40,
you can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless
you've been drinking olive oil.
You know what?
Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut. All right. Hey, listen.
I just hope we got enough matches around here.
Please turn his mic off. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, man, if the producers hated Shaq, they would have kept those. Or if they hated everybody, they would have just kept the microphones on.
Oh, so bad.
I don't ever want to follow. If I went to a bathroom, not to get gross, but if I get into a bathroom and Shaq was walking out of that stall, I think I would try and find a different stall to go in.
Use the ladies' room, Steve. It's okay.
It's okay. I get a pass.
When Shaq came back, he had this to say.
Drinking that water.
Drinking that water, huh?
Chuck, so damn.
Oh, so he's trying to say it was just a number one. I mean, water's not going to make you go any other direction, right?
I don't think so.
So damn much.
What do you mean?
Finish your point so we can go to break.
We waiting on you, fool!
I'm sitting here like, shut the hell up and hurry up. Sorry about that, America.
Oh, God, that's so mortifying, though.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, thankfully. I mean, when I was pregnant, I would have some like moments where I was like, I have to pee and I have to pee now.
But it's just go time.
It's now. It's got to be now. To the point where
Sid had that too, and there were times where I'm like, there's a Panera, let's go.
You know, I mean, I drive an hour to work, so I had bathroom stops like mapped out on my route.
Okay, that's awesome.
It was never to the point where there was like some, you know, chaotic emergency situation like poor Shaq had to deal with, but I definitely had to like pre-plan my commute because it was very rare that I could make it all the way to work without having to stop for the bathroom.
And I don't know if you're like, I feel like it's everybody. Once it gets in your head, even if like, you know, your body's like, no, we still got some time. But once your mind settles on the fact that you have to go to the bathroom for number one, whatever, it's just like, if this doesn't happen right now, I'm screwed.
And you can't stop thinking about it. It just overpowers every thought. It's awful.
No, I've never been pregnant. Some would say I have the body type of one. But I remember there was one time where I was driving home and I had too much water. And I was like, I'm not even going to make it into my house. Yeah. Like, I had to go so bad, number one. And I remember getting out of my car, and I'm like, there's a couple stairs from the garage to get. I'm like, if I even step on one of those steps, I'm toast. So I just ended up just going and taking care of it in the bushes in the back alley of where my house is, where the garage was at my old house.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, if one of my neighbors sees this, they're going to be like, what the F is wrong with him? He's at his house, but he's still using nature to go use as the bathroom.
I mean, Steve, out where we live, nature is used a lot as the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, for you? Yeah, I'm actually shocked that you even have a bathroom inside your home.
Well, we don't need any of the gnarly details, but what about you, Rockaholics? When did nature call and the timing was just awful? Maybe it was a work thing. Maybe you were on a date. It could be anywhere. 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear those stories.
The Daily Mix Show.
Because poor Shaq had to bail mid-show for a bathroom emergency, we want to hear when nature called you at the absolute worst time. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Three Doors Down. We do not need all the gnarly details, but we do want to know, when did nature call at the absolute worst time?
Although we're a little worried about maybe people go too gnarly, so Danny just goes, hey, we should make sure we keep our finger, no pun intended, on the dump button.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to hear a story from someone, Steve, who might be the worst friend in history.
Okay.
But first, we're going to chat with Doug from Olympia. Doug, tell us about the time that nature called at a terrible time.
Me and a couple of buddies were, Rymo and Harrington, were on this state capitol campus, ate a bunch of mushrooms at night, and then, you know, it gets in your tummy and you feel it gurgling and you're like, uh-oh. And so it was nighttime, but, you know, I had to drop trowel on the lawn of the Capitol building and go, and no toilet paper, so I had to use my socks, and I left those behind, and then we went on our way.
Doug, you shared that story, and it instantly reminded me of a time. It was in college, and I always bring this up, my buddy Andy Whipple. I always give him the hardest time about this, and he's now a dad of a couple kids. But same thing happened. We were going to a bar. We might have enjoyed some hallucinogenic stuff as well. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, well, we're almost to the bar. He's like, I can't wait. Drops trowel in the middle of the street in Plattsburgh, New York. As he's doing that, he's like, Migs, I need toilet paper. I'm like, I don't have toilet paper. He's like, grab a leaf. So now I'm jumping, trying to get leaves off of the tree. As this is happening, mind you, this is like 6-7 o'clock at night. It's not that late. An entire movie theater lets out. And there's Andy just doing what he's doing, and I'm jumping. Oh, and I gotta leave. We look like the biggest moron. So you brought up that story. It instantly reminded me of that moment.
And Doug, I have a question. Was it the left sock or the right sock?
Well, I don't know. I started with one, and it wasn't enough. So.
And then he woke up the next day and was just like, where did my socks go?
206-803-ROCK. Dustin from Bellevue, when did nature call at a really awful time?
So one time I was in a work truck. We have assigned trucks. So me and my buddy ended up taking a different truck that wasn't assigned to us. And we were stuck in traffic on I-5. And I really had to pee. So I had my coworker pull over. And I ended up going in a jug, and I left it in the truck. And the next morning, the guy that was assigned to the truck, let's just say he wasn't too pleased that I left it in there.
Oh, man. And then you're in that weird dilemma of, like, I want to have this removed, but I also want to make the guy who did this remove it, but I don't want to be in the truck with this thing.
No.
That sucks. Apple juice. Yeah, right.
206-803-ROCK. Ron from Everett, when did nature call it the worst time?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I was driving on my way to my martial arts class in my nice white gi. And I noticed about halfway through the ride that I had to go to the bathroom. And I kept telling myself, I can make it. It's only a couple more minutes. I can make it. And then when I get there, I made the mistake of drinking an energy drink before I left for the class. Sure. And by the time I stepped out of the car, the whole weight of the bladder just hit me like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. As I'm walking to the class, I couldn't. There was too many people around. There was no place to pee. It just happened. And I turned around and drove back home in the drive of shame.
Well, Ron, it could have been worse. Instead of getting your yellow belt, you could have gotten your brown belt. So, I mean, it really well worked out for you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you'd like a shot at beating Steve, now would be a great time to give us a call. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Hopefully, you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40, where I gave out three of the correct answers to the next game. Because this guy's got 120 wins under his belt, 48 losses, and 31 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.